What's up, y'all? Hey, what's going on, y'all? Welcome to Jacoby Radio. I know it's been a second since I recorded a podcast. I've been going through a lot spiritually, trying to really figure some things out and get myself together. You can't be trying to spread the good news and you ain't got yourself right. So, I want to apologize for the lack of, just being out here being a better warrior. But I've got a definitely lot of a learning experience and a lot of new perspectives and a lot of things I learned. And it kind of what inspired me to even kind of speak was I was thinking like, dang, the hardest thing about sharing a testimony sometimes or a confession about Christ or about God, about anything, is when you feel like there's no self-improvement, right? When there's no improvement, it's like, dang, I know I just testified to this, what I struggled with, what I'm going through. Now it's like, 2 weeks later, a month later, and it's like, dang, like, did you improve at all, or are you still on the same bus? And then you personally would think about that, and then it kind of almost conflicts or halts a person from being able to testify to it, or tell the good news about it or the truth. I personally struggle with that. It's like, dang, that's part of the reason why I haven't even shared anything, care to, whatever you inspire to kind of help people think about Christ or get closer to God, right? I wanted to create a forum to be able for people to feel the need to share their thoughts, ideas, and then, hear some truth about the Most High. That's what men and women are called to do, As a guy, as a man, as a young man, I know, like, a lot of the ways that's my job all day. You're supposed to labor the field, but a man can't live off of, bread and water alone. Got to live by the Spirit. So, yeah, welcome to Jacoby Radio. This is kind of the idea and thought of what I want to be able to do, and I want people to feel comfortable doing, dance for the Most High. Talk to the Most High and share that. Like, for me, I know progress sometimes kind of is a staggering thing. And it's like, dang, like, okay, I improved on this, but I still mess up on that. Or you backlash. You're repent about something, and then you mess up and do it again. You like, man, I know God tired of hearing me. Like, man, I'm just keeping this is the same thing over and over. What are some of the things you struggle with or you go through? What are some of the things that make you think, like, dang, this is a hindrance to my walk with God? My walk with the Most High. What are the things that are stopping you? Is it a boyfriend, a girlfriend? Is it your spouse, your significant other? Is it, your children, right? Meaning, are you focusing more on them than God? Is it your job? Is it your career? Is it the financial success or the wealth you do or do not have? Is it hunger? Is it anger? What is it that brings you to a halt, to a stop and a cease from moving forward, trying to get to God? Even if you're not perfect, bro, you ain't got to be no holier than thou kind of person. And oftentimes, I know the world makes it seem like that. And, family and friends and other folks or people we close to can make it seem that way. Or honestly, we create that perception for ourselves that, we holier than thou, or that, or that we're not trying to be that, but that's how people view us is more so what I'm trying to say. And even then, you're kind of telling yourself that. Sometimes that can be true, but a lot of times we put ourselves in a perception bubble. And that causes a person to halt. That can cause me to halt. So what are the things that kind of slow you up? What are the things that halt you? What are the things that kind of get you jump-started thinking like, man, Most High, life is on fire right now. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah to the Spirit. What gets you going in that regard? I'm right here off Twin Hills and what is this? Greenville right now. I'm just watching the landscape. Watching this man struggle across the street. Don't know this man's life. But it's crazy. Like, God put me in here and that person's there. Watching another cat cross the street. There's somebody homeless right here sleeping right outside this laundromat area. Oh, it's sad, man. There's another lady right next to her just smoking square, minding her business. It's just like, man, life is weird. Another guy in a wheelchair right here talking to a guy. Looks like he works for DART. What are the things that stop you from going out here, getting to the world? I saw Preston. Y'all should check out his video he did in South Africa, it was sweet, man. I'll send it to some folks. Like, you know, being that light, you know, light has to go to darkness. It's got to go in places where it needs light. Like Christ says, what good does it if we only love the people who love us? You know, even the tax collectors do that. I was like, man, that's deep, yo. Yeah, that's true. What ways are you spreading the light? Which ways are you going out here? And what are those distractions for you from getting there? Find those. And whatever they are, identify them. And once you've identified them, pray it. You pray and the devil will flee from you. Please, brother, don't run in the street. Man. He will flee. Praise be the Most High, man. I just drove by somebody's bed. That's crazy. But yo, I hope y'all having a blessed day. If y'all watching the World Cup, y'all saw France won. That's a pretty interesting game. You know, think about people getting the jobs at the World Cup just for that moment, then they just tear the stuff down and leave it there. Cause you know the cup's actually supposed to come to America. So, y'all be on the look for that. So, it's a lot of things spiritual happening, y'all. Hope y'all having a blessed day. You know what I'm saying? Apologize for lacking on doing what I need to do. But I pray the Most High uses y'all in all kind of awesome ways. And I hope and I pray that you guys are strong enough to share it. You know what I'm saying? Let it out. Let it know. Whether you write, you do poems, you do music, you produce, you do videos. Whether you are great, create whatever you want to create, whichever way you're creative as an artist, it could be plays, it could be anything, dude. It could be miming, it could be dancing, it could be whatever, whatever sport you're playing, you're making it known, whatever you do as your craft, your art, glorify the Most High, in Jesus Christ's name. I love y'all. I pray y'all having a blessed day. I'll talk to y'all soon. Hopefully see y'all sooner than that. Peace.